to episode 115 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in to our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's anything you'd like to hear more about, let us know. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Laura, and Lindsay. Barbados is a sovereign island country in the Lesser Antilles. It is 21 miles long and up to 14 miles wide, covering an area of 167 square miles. It is situated in the western area of the North Atlantic and 62 miles east of the Windward Islands in the Caribbean Sea, putting it east of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, northeast of Trinidad and Tobago. Okay, if all this means nothing to you, let's just say that Barbados is 1,600 miles southeast of Miami. So, all this to say, Elizabeth, you just got back from Barbados.
Yes, it's a tough job, but somebody has to do it.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. So why were you there?
Well, I went to see the Sandals Resort in Barbados, actually. But, you know, I choose my, the trips that I take to see these resorts, we get offered lots of opportunities and you can't do all of them. And, I had clients go to Barbados this year, or last year, actually, sort of visit their heritage, and they just went for a short weekend. And as I planned the trip for them, I was like, I'd really like to see the island. I've been mm-hmm. able to go once before on a cruise ship stop for like 4 hours or something. So that's how I chose it.
So how long did it take you to get there? Because 1,600 miles doesn't really...
And it's... and I did a connect in Miami, and my connections were about an hour and a half. Both times, maybe about 2 hours. I want to say it's like 2 hours from here to Miami. And then I want to say it's about 2.5 hours to Barbados. So it's not a terrible jump by any stretch of the imagination. And I actually didn't realize some of the, luxury lines actually, start in Barbados for some of their Caribbean cruises. Oh. So Silver Sea and, there was a celebrity ship there. And then there was one other, it wasn't Windstar, but another one of the sort of luxury yacht, Sea Dream or something like that. So
21 miles long is pretty small.
It's really small.
It's like the distance from Raleigh to Durham.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really small.
Yeah. So how much of it is Sandals, and how, has there a lot of other stuff to do?
Yeah. Sandals is in the, it's in the southwest corner, which is it's all divided into parishes. It's very Catholic. So, it's in Christchurch, parish, which is actually just next to the parish that, Bridgetown is in, and Bridgetown is the capital city. So it was only like a 15-minute drive to the resort from the airport. And the people of Barbados are very friendly. Most of the, island is, you know, very close to the ocean. I mean, there's only a couple of landlocked parishes, and even then, it's not far.
Yeah, like 10 minutes.
So definitely a very, very beach centered culture. Their main crop is actually sugar cane. They make rum there as well, and they're very proud of their rum. There's all the things that you would expect to do on a Caribbean island, you can do there.
But are there like family resorts and things like that?
Sandals is the only couples focused resort on the island. There are several all inclusives, and then there are also several, just European plan standard hotel resort kind of places. And rumor has it that there's a beaches coming to Barbados. I know, I'm very excited about that. So beaches, in case you don't know, is the family focused, arm of the Sandals brand. So, the most famous being beaches Turks and Caicos, but right now there's only three of them. This would be the fourth, and that's very exciting. Yeah. I would totally go in a hot second. Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm making plans already, and they haven't even broken ground yet. They bought the land.
What do you love about it, Elizabeth?
What
did you love about Barbados?
Well, the main thing that I loved about it, to be perfectly honest, I left the United States on December 15th and I came back on December 18th, and the weather was 85 degrees to 90 degrees every day in Barbados. And the water was very swimmable. It was not, you know, sometimes it'll be like if you go to the Bahamas in December, the weather is warm, but the water is really cold, like so cold that if you don't have a wetsuit, you don't want to be in it. And even if you do have a wetsuit, you probably don't want to be in it. So Barbados is far enough south and actually far enough east that it was warm. So if you want a place to go in the winter that is warm, Barbados is a winner.
Yeah.
Huge winner. Yeah. I had no idea.
Well, I can imagine going down that far.
Yeah. Know? And, you know, but I've been as far down south as Mexico, but it can still be really chilly in the water. Yeah. It was warmer there, and that was in February, but the water was still really cold. I think it's all about the currents as well.
Yeah.
So where Barbados is situated, it's also outside of the hurricane belt. So it's very rare that they get hit by hurricanes. The last one was in 2010. And in general, then the one before that was 1955.
Oh, wow.
So you got years now. She get hit again.
Was it Hurricane Hazel?
I don't remember which one it was, actually. No, but and this one in 2010 didn't do a whole lot of damage either. So they're sort of outside of that danger zone. That's not to say it doesn't happen, but they're not in the primary path. I mean, Jamaica also technically doesn't get hit too often, but we all know that it's happened. So
one of the things about sandals that I think is really cool is that there's so many of them. But the thing that makes it harder to sell sandals is if you don't travel to them, you don't know little things like what's the beach like.
Right.
So what's the beach like?
It was really nice. And I'm not a beach person.
Yeah.
I guess that actually just downgraded my opinion. But I did snorkel there. We can talk about that later. I did not actually step from the sand onto the beach, but the beach area was really pretty. I would have totally enjoyed spending hours on it had I had hours. Yeah. I was really only there for 3 days.
Calm waters.
Yeah. They put in breakers and things. There are waves. So it's not like glass water like you would get in some other areas in the Caribbean. There's definitely waves. As a girl who grew up, and I know you too, with the Atlantic Ocean, there's nothing unusual about it, you know.
Except you can see your feet.
Except you can see your feet. The water's really pretty. Yeah. And it has turtles in it, which is the best part.
Okay. So. I was going to say, did you see turtles?
I totally saw turtles. Yeah. Yeah. You can snorkel and swim where they know there are turtles all the time. And if you're there in turtle season, I was just after. Basically, I think they told us that the last nest had hatched like 2 weeks before we got there. Oh. So they do go kind of late. But yeah, if you're there in the, you know, second half of the year, with the exception of maybe December, then you can see baby turtles.
Aww.
I keep missing baby turtles. When I was in Costa Rica, we were outside of the turtle season. I didn't get to see
them. Yeah, I remember in Cancun, they told us that they do things with the resorts when the turtles are hatching, that like people go out and help the turtles get to
absolutely.
The,
yeah. And sandals, I mean, they have turtles there along that beach. So, Barbados is kind of a turtle center. That's like, if you go to Barbados, that's something that you should do is see some turtles. I mean, there's lots of opportunities, both sanctuaries and then, you know, just out in the ocean as well. So, and on the beach.
Yeah. Did you see them on the beach? Or no,
just I only saw them in the ocean. There was like a bigger turtle and a smaller turtle. And they did, I mean, they were feeding them. So obviously these turtles know, you know, hey, this is the jackpot, but it was still great to see them. And honestly, it was the weirdest thing, because when you see pictures of Barbados turtles, oftentimes you'll just see a turtle in like blue water with nothing else around it. And you're like, that never happens. It's totally what I just saw. I mean, it's like all this clear blue water, nothing else around. There were other fish like over there, but I basically had like a straight shot on a turtle, and I didn't take my GoPro with me. I know. I regretted it.
You should second. Give me your GoPro tonight.
Where are you going? No, no.
Come on. No. Okay, moving on. Does anyone else have any questions? I feel like I'm dominating the questions again.
Were there any like local fruits or foods or anything like that you saw or that you tasted that were really good?
I didn't taste anything too unusual. They do have some dishes that are pretty typical, but I was there on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then flew back on a Sunday. And, on Friday nights in Oystens, which is, not far from the Sandals, resort, they have a famous fish fry. And, you know, to me, growing up in North Carolina, fish fry is out of the back of the church and it's, you know, just fried fish.
But
this is actually, we took a shuttle. You can take a cab from your resort, depending on where you are. Sandals does offer sort of a group shuttle where you just pay a group price to get on this shuttle, and they take you downtown and then they pick you up again about 2.5 hours later. And it's, I don't know, maybe 20 different, like, fish stands. And honestly, I mean, when I got there, it was dark, but I'm pretty sure the ocean was about, I don't know, 20 yards from the back of the, you know, furthest fish stand. There's like two or three rows of them and you can walk in between, and it's like this big outdoor street party. There's picnic tables. And I actually, it took me a minute to figure it out. The stands look like maybe you should walk up and order and take your food away, but no, you actually sit down at these picnic tables and like wait staff, very casual, but come out with these laminated menus and you pick what you want. And, one of the specialties of Barbados is this macaroni pie, which to me sounds very Italian. And it was kind of almost like a lasagna, but with elbow macaroni, but more on the mac and cheese side, but it was still more lasagna-y. It wasn't mac and cheese. It wasn't like baked mac and cheese. So I can't really, but it was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. And they give you this big, huge pile of it. So you can order a seafood of some sort, grilled, fried. They had all in shellfish, regular fish, any kind of fish that they could pull out of the water. Just this huge variety. And each stand, some stands had like 25 items and other stands had like 8. And I ordered like a shrimp skewer. And then you get 2 sides with it. And I want to say mine was 15 Barbados dollars, which was like, it's about 2 to 1. So it was like $7.50 for a shrimp. Huge thing of macaroni, cheese, pie, lasagna stuff. And then another side, and they had all kinds of sides. And I actually chose to have plantains. This long story is to tell you that I actually now appreciate plantains. I have never liked them. Everybody's like, oh, plantains are so great. Yeah. They're so great. I think the secret is that somebody, if you like plantains, the first time you had them, you must have had good ones. I didn't. And so in having these really good fresh fried plantains, I was like, oh, this is what they're supposed to taste like. And now I bet I'll like the ones that aren't so good, just going, oh, these aren't quite so good, but they still take me back to that time in Barbados when I had those really good plantains. So that was the big thing. And it's, you know, loud music, thumpy, thumpy, thumpy. And there were like tons of tourists there. The tourism in Barbados is like 40% British. And then the next biggest groups are United States and Canadian. It's an English. English is the official language of Barbados. So it's very English friendly as well.
Yeah, because it's got that weird Commonwealthy thing to it.
Been part of everything, including a major stop in the slave trade as well. So definitely a long history. I'll say sordid history for sure. Mm-hmm. And pirates and, you know, all that stuff has been.
So you mentioned the Barbados dollars. Did you have to switch your money over?
I did for that. And I was only there for 3 days, so I normally don't like to switch my money over.
Yeah.
The nice thing was the resort will actually take, so I went to the spa, which is not included in an all-inclusive. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of my stay, I had leftover cash because I didn't know how much to get out of the cash machine when I went and changed my money over. I wasn't sure how much I was going to eat or drink. And incidentally, the beer, for those of you who are curious, I had Banks beer, which is sort of the Barbados, like Budweiser. It's the one that's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Every island. Yeah. It's like the red stripe of Barbados. And it was actually really good. And it was $2 a can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, if you went to the brewery. There.
No, I didn't. I did not have a lot of time to really, I would have had I had more time. But the beer was actually really good. So yeah, my whole meal, I think I took out $200 and my whole meal was like 30. So when I went back to when I was checking out at Sandals, I was like, will you take cash for part of it? So I just paid them the rest of my cash, which was nice. Yeah. So I didn't have to change it back. I just spent it.
Yeah.
So it was a good thing I went to the spa.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what would I have done?
Sticking in all your clients.
Paperwork. Exactly.
$50 for you.
And you can change it back at home too, but then there would have been a fee with that. Yeah. And I already paid a fee to exchange it. So, you know, you sort of lose some money that way.
So you went up to the ATM with your credit card and got cash advance and then they just transfer. Okay.
Well, it's just
comes out as.
Yeah. And I use the only card that I happen to know the PIN for is one that has a foreign transaction fee. So I had to pay that. Plus I had to pay the fee for using not my bank's ATM. Yeah. So it was hefty. I want to say it was like $7 total. But that's why I changed so much money too. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to make it worth it. So. Yeah.
Cause you don't want to have to go back and do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, if someone was going there and they weren't going to an all-inclusive, would you recommend that as a travel agent?
Would I recommend going to a non-all-inclusive?
Would you recommend going to Barbados and not being in an all-inclusive? You know, some places,
right?
We don't recommend that, but
Yeah, I mean, I think if that's your preference, and that's what my clients did actually when they went. They stayed in more of a hotel slash condo. There's some also some villas in Barbados if you wanted to go all out and do like, you know, a home kind of thing. Those are good options. And it, with the money being as friendly as it was, I mean, I didn't buy groceries, but it might be worth it to do that if you're going to stay for a long period of time, if you don't mind doing your own cooking or some of these villas have, you know, butler service and things like that. But, I always like the convenience of an all-inclusive when I'm on vacation. I just like that I don't have to think about anything and that everything's just right there for me. Mm-hmm. But it just depends on the vacation you want to take. My clients were also doing a little bit of genealogy research and that sort of thing. So they weren't, you know, spending money for an all-inclusive might not have been their best thing because they weren't going to be at the resort the whole time. They were actually venturing out a bit more.
Yeah. I have friends here that just wouldn't, that's not their scene. You know, they want to be more immersed in the culture.
Yeah. Well, I will say I've been to several all inclusives now, and this is the first time that I really feel like I experienced the culture of the place intentionally and with purpose. You know, I did two excursions in 3 days, and that's, you know, that, so I really was off the property a bit more than I would have been. Sandals sort of lends itself to that also because right now it's very small. It's about to double in size. So if you go between now and November, it's only about 280 rooms or 220, and then they're adding like 280, or else it's the reverse of that. So they're pretty much doubling it. And so there's a lot of construction going on right now, which also makes the pricing a little bit lower. It is not escapable. You can't really request a room that doesn't see construction because the resort runs sort of perpendicular to the beach. And so the part that they're building is also perpendicular to the beach. So it sort of backs up to the whole property. So pretty much anywhere you go from front to back, there's construction.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is your room is not facing the construction. You see it, all the rooms face one direction and the hallways getting into your room are on the other side. So I only saw it when I was going to and from my room. I didn't see it when I was sitting on my balcony, you know, having a wine, a glass of wine. Then I was just looking at the beautiful property, you know, possibly if you're, I wasn't in an oceanfront room, but there's also an oceanfront village, you know, section that where you would be looking at the beach. So, yeah.
So it sounds really pretty. So another thing I like the idea of when you go that far south with sandals is island hopping to like Granada.
Yes. Yeah. I would totally recommend that. I didn't do it. Again, had such a limited time. I really was there to see the one resort. I think that's a great way to do it. And it's some of the things, sandals, like you mentioned before, they have so many properties, but each one has a very individual feel.
Yeah.
And so right now, I could say that this would be great for the person who wants the smaller resort without, because there were still 7 restaurants. They have the all-inclusive sushi restaurant, which is sort of a Sandals, unique item. Yeah.
It's called Soy.
It's called Soy. Yep. Yeah. And it was very good. I ate there. They have the first Indian restaurant that any of the Sandals chains have had. They have the English pub. So they had a lot of dining variety. The only way I could have done it all was to eat, you know, if I had done like appetizers, then dinner and then, but in the short time that I was, yeah. Which they actually recommended doing, but I couldn't do that. So I just really wanted to eat everything on the menu wherever I went. So it's already, there's already plenty to offer. And now with this addition, there's going to be even more, including conference space. So if you're looking to do meetings or something like that, this would be a beautiful place to do it for sure. Not the cheapest, but definitely.
Well, yeah. I mean, Sandals is not for your cheapest vacation, for sure.
For sure.
Lindsay, did you go to this one?
Not to the Barbados. Okay. Most of the other ones, but not Barbados.
One day.
It's on my list.
Yeah, I highly recommend.
Yeah, seriously. So, I think I had said this to you in an email, but the one thing that I always think about with Barbados is Eddie Grant from the 80s.
Yeah, and I will say Rihanna was greeting me at the airport. They have big posters of their most famous people, you know, and so there's this big poster of Rihanna, you know, laughing, welcome to Barbados. And then there's this poster of this cricket player. Cricket's really big. I was like, I have no idea who that is, but I can tell he's a cricket player because he's wearing cricket stuff. But no poster of Eddie Grant. Isn't that sad? I think it's just
they don't claim him.
Yeah, it's gone. So
it's been a while. That was 30 years ago.
I actually looked for his name in the Wikipedia article when I was doing the research for the physical stuff, the stuff that we just got wrong.
That's because all millennials right there.
Yeah, it's not. He wasn't mentioned. I don't know.
Do you remember? Do you guys remember who Eddie Grant is?
Absolutely not.
Really? And I feel like I got to explain. So he sang Electric Avenue.
Yep.
Yeah. On early MTV days, like the beginning of
it's
MTV.
Kind of know if that's an age thing as well as it is like a music taste.
Well, he also did the, didn't he do like, was it Romancing the Stone? He did the,
yeah, I think he did
one of those.
I think you're right. Yeah. Well, so I was like 13 and my best friend's mother went on this big Eddie Grant kick and all she talked about was visiting Barbados and, you know, it was like, was such a dream of hers. And then I think there was also some movies that had like, no, maybe I'm thinking of Haiti. I'm thinking of like the voodoo connection and stuff, but that wasn't.
Yeah.
Barbados, was it?
No. No.
Okay. Never mind. Scratch that. This is my teenage brain getting mixed up.
I'm surprised you guys didn't find, unless what I found on the internet wasn't true, which is everything on the internet is true. They said that South Carolina was actually settled by Barbadians and that the first governor was.
That wouldn't surprise me too much.
The first governor, really?
Was from Barbados?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first governor of South Carolina, the first governor of Barbados.
The first governor of South Carolina was Barbadian.
Well, interesting.
It was.
Again, this is on the Barbados website.
Well, so. I mean, you know, if you go down to Charleston, there's that really strong island gullah culture, you know, that...
Well, and yeah. Barbados was, because of how far east it was, it tended to be a stop on the slave trade. So there was definitely a lot of traffic between those two places, for mm-hmm. sure. Not necessarily the most glamorous part of our history, but it happened.
Yeah.
So, so that's why it wouldn't surprise me too much that would have happened.
Oh.
Yeah. I do think the governor of South Carolina being from Barbados seems a little strange.
Well, Alexander Unless Hamilton was from St. Where was he?
Yeah. Croix, no, it wasn't St. Croix. It was another island, but...
Yeah. So, you know, people were immigrating all the time back then. I don't know. That's interesting. You guys have any other questions about the property? I feel like we're missing out. How was the spa?
The spa was lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, with such a small property, they're adding a lot of treatment rooms with the new property, a lot. They had like five and they're in these little outdoor cabins. It really was very nice. The resort is very, very, very romantic, which is not atypical for Sandals. They usually are, but every room has like a soaking tub on the balcony.
Oh, nice.
And with there's privacy curtains that you can or don't have to pull shut, I suppose. but the rooms are definitely designed with romance in mind. And again, I've been to a lot of Sandals resorts, all of them by myself. And I don't usually feel the like, wow, this is really romantic. I wish I was here with somebody. You know, normally it's like, oh, this is really nice. I'm sitting by the pool and it's all good. But this one is definitely very romantic. And it is very, Laura will be happy to hear this. It's also very accessible. It's one of the most accessible Sandals resorts. There are lots and lots of flat area, lots of ramps. I will say the bridge that sort of went to my resort, it goes over a pool because there's swim out suites there and it is a very steep incline. So you got to have a little push to get up there. But that is actually, you know, that's probably the only complaint that people in wheelchairs have had. And they do frequently get guests in wheelchairs there because Sandals in general is not. Their properties aren't as accessible, but every building has an elevator. The elevators are actually air conditioned. They're very nice.
Was it a newer build then?
It was a converted resort. I think it's just luck.
Yeah.
I mean, I think part of it is that Barbados is just generally flat. And so working with the topography, they didn't feel the need to put in a lot of stairs. Mm-hmm. And then anywhere where they did put in stairs, they also made sure there was access. So it's very, right now, very small, very easy to move from place to place. And I honestly think with the expansion that they're doing, you still could keep your stay rather enclosed. Like if you stay in one of the older buildings which I mean, they're not old by any stretch of the imagination, but compared to the newer buildings,
the originals,
if you were to choose to stay in those, they're going to be as close to this, to the lobby. It just, it was very convenient. I just didn't feel like I ever had to walk very far at all. It took me a little while to understand where I was and orient myself. But once I knew that, because there are a lot of places where you can't really see, you know,
there might be,
exactly. Yeah. So, and I was not in one of the oceanfront. As I said, I was in one of the buildings that were a little bit further.
Do they have the love nests there?
They're building them with the new build. Okay. They're putting in, they're actually putting in rendezvous with the new build. Oh, yeah.
So cool. Anything special? Like when we were at Ochi, we saw the Romeo and Juliet suites. Did they have anything like that?
Not that I saw on my tour. Most of the rooms, see, that's the thing. I think because this was a converted build, the rooms are fairly similar and they aren't the typical sort of unusual, you know, like the rendezvous and stuff. So with the new builds, that's where they're putting in all of the more, like, they're not going to have sky suites. They're not building things way up in the air or anything. There's not, there's no mountain there to build on.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of the things that you see, like the rendezvous will be there. I don't remember if they said there were plans for Romeo and Juliet suites there, but definitely they're very excited about the rendezvous.
Yeah.
Elizabeth,
if somebody's looking at the Sandals brand for a honeymoon or an anniversary or something like that, what would be the ideal, or why Barbados? What, in what case would this be?
Yeah, I think it's
kind of best for someone.
It depends on the couple, of course, but I felt like Barbados had a little bit of everything. I mean, you certainly had the nightlife. That fish fry was hopping. I mean, for a party couple, that was a great local, you know, and it's a local event. Like the woman sitting next to me was reading a book and had her shopping with her and was just sitting there eating, you know, she was enjoying it as a local. And then there were plenty of tourists there as well. And lots of people who were just as lost as I was. So, but definitely a party atmosphere, very safe atmosphere as well. So it's very easy to wander about in Barbados, and it's a very safe island. There is definitely some water sports, and the snorkeling excursion I did was wonderful. We stopped and saw turtles, and then we went like 5 more minutes away and we saw, 2 shipwrecks. One was an intentional where it was an old tugboat that they sank.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was an actual, like the ship caught on fire in like 1919 or whatever and sank.
Wow.
And then they took us much further down and we were in sort of a private beach. It wasn't totally private. It was by the Fairmont, there. But you know, you could swim and you could swim up to the beach. All the beaches are public in Barbados, like in a lot of islands, but there wasn't a lot. I didn't see a whole lot of vendors on the beach, by any stretch of the imagination. It was a very quiet beach.
So the snorkeling excursion you did, that's part of the inclusion, right?
The snorkeling was, it was offered by Island Roots.
Okay.
So it's, it is an additional,
like that,
yes, it's an additional cost. I did not snorkel right off the beach, and I don't know that you can't, actually I asked, you can't snorkel right off the beach. Well, you could, but there's nothing to see.
Okay.
Because of those breakers and things, you do need to go out a little bit further to get to any sort of stuff. Okay. Yeah.
So there's nothing they offer that's included?
I'm sure they, I don't know. Yeah. Again, I wasn't there very
long. I did the one at White House, which is now called South Shore. Yeah. So anyway, they just renamed the one in Jamaica. It was, we had to take a boat out, but it was part of the inclusion of what?
Okay. There might have been.
Okay.
I was there such a short period of time.
We can find out for you.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
If you have,
I mean, there's
questions.
Definitely, and incidentally, scuba is huge in Barbados. So if you're a diver, and that is included at the Sandals Barbados, I do know that. So there are obviously boats that go out.
Right.
But I think those are for the divers.
The nice thing, too, about Sandals boats are they are purpose-built for sandals, and they have restrooms on them, which is something that, you know, if you think about needing one out there in the middle of the ocean and there's all these scuba people around you, I mean, you know, it's nice to have that option.
Yes. If you want to wiggle out of your wetsuit to go.
Yeah, really.
But yeah, that it was, it's definitely, so back to your question, Laura, I think, especially if you want something a little bit different and a little bit more isolated. Again, it's about to double in size, so it won't be quite so small, but it's still not something that everybody does. And Barbados just, it's so beautiful.
It's a little more exotic too, because it's not as easy to get. Well, I mean, it's not hard to get to, but it's not like Cancun or, you know, like there's some places that are just really easy to get to from this, around here.
And I will say the airport's very nice. I mean, it was very easy to navigate. I did have a really early flight out, and the American Airlines desk didn't open till 5, and they dropped us off at like 4:30. So had to wait for a little bit. But in general, I mean, the airport was comfortable and easy to navigate. I was there during the quote wet season, which is from June to November. so I was at the tail end of it. I was there actually in December, but I don't know what it's like before. But when I was there, what would happen is it would rain for 10 minutes. It would pour and then it would stop. So you really just sort of had to duck and cover for a short bit. And then, you know, and again, it's a romantic resort, so you can find something to do for 10 minutes.
There's stuff to do inside.
There's stuff to do inside. And the rooms are gorgeous. So you know, you'll definitely want to enjoy them. So. Nice.
All right. Well, that's our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com. Click on podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast or search for Fly Away. And please subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Elizabeth, Lindsay, Laura, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!